We're holding on to Zayin Amud Aleph by the Gemara, right? Yeah. So the Gemara, time of the Ika Edim. Holaka Edim Ba Mehemet. So we can, Mishnah says that if she can prove that she was a psula through these various different indicators, she gets a ksuba of 200. But otherwise, she only gets a ksuba of 100. Means the husband wins. Lema tanan stama de loka Rabbi Gamliel, which means this time it's not like Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Gamliel, who amr ihi mehemna, we had back in the previous parak, she has a chazaka, she's born as a psula. And now we're arguing what happened at the time of the marriage, was she a psula or not? The chazaka says she's a psula. She claims she's a psula. Rabbi Gamliel says she would win. So where it says no, filatemo, Rabbi Gamliel, at kan lo kamer Rabbi Gamliel hasam ela b'bori b'shemo. Over there, the husband doesn't really know what the story is. Here he's claiming ohacha bori bori lo yomar. Here it's a case of bori bori. The husband saying unequivocally that he married her as an almana. It wasn't that there was some accident which nobody knew about. It was a known fact, he's claiming, and that he married her having been married previously, so he's saying a bori. Rabbi Gamliel never said his halacha by a bori. Someone says, you know what, that's a very very strong answer. It's the kari law, my kari law. So when you ask the question, what were you thinking, that this could be different, this has any connection to Rabbi Gamliel's din, it's a totally different halacha. This is a case of Bori Bori, and he said his halacha. All the Mishnah, the flow of all the Mishnahs over there were cases of Bori B'Shema. So what was the Hava mean to ask such a question? Some more answers like this. Oh, Bori Bori, what's a Bori Bori? So what was your Hava mean? More answers. Kima the Rav Noshim Basulois Nisois, Ki Bori B'Shema Tomi. The Gemara says we can introduce a new element over here, that the Rove is supporting her taina. And probabilities would indicate that she's saying the truth. So that should be the equivalent, have the equivalent weight behind her statement, as if she'd be a Bori and he'd only be a Shema. And Zot the Gemara, that this thought process makes sense in how the Tana would be thinking. So then the Mishnah continues and says, Moida Rabbi Yeshua. So, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Ayri Rabbi Gamliel, B'moida Shaper. If the Reisha is a case which is relevant back to Rabbi Gamliel's din. But the Mishnah is saying that, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though it's relevant back to Rabbi Gamliel's din, this situation, Rabbi Gamliel is Moida, then the Mishnah says, and not only that, but Rishua is Moida in the other case. So that's the flow of the Mishnah. We understand the flow of the Mishnah. If Rabbi Gamliel is not appearing unspoken in the Reisha has no connection at all back to the discussion before, because the Reisha is a case of a Bori Bori, and we don't say this argument that the Roiv makes it like a Bori B'Shem, and therefore it's not relevant, this Mishnah, back to the previous Mishnayas. So the flow to murder B'Shua is very strange. So, Rabbi Shua, Laman Moida, who is Rabbi Shua discussing over here? Who is he responding back to? Say, Rabbi Shua, I'm right over here. She says, yeah, I'm right over here. There's no connection back. So, what's it going on? Okay. Shemora says, Rabbi Shua, high pirkid koi. He's not going back. You're right. He's not going back on this discussion of the first half of the Mishnah, which would fit with what we're saying right now, and we're saying, well, you know, we have cases which we argue Bori B'Shema, but like the Meneel, in a case where it's a Bori Bori, but the other hand, it's like it functions like a Bori B'Shema because there's a Roiv, but the mice, it's a Bori Bori, Amoida. So to be sure, there's a case which is a Bori B'Shema, which Amoida, you know. So he's not going back on that. He's going back on, you're right, he's not going back on the Mishnah. He's really going back on the previous parak. So it's like it's a freestanding thought not connected to the first half of the Mishnah. Misavart Rebishua, high pirkin koi, amiku koi, by pirkin kamakoi. He's referring back, the issue over here he's discussing is not when are I might have Bori B'Shemas and when are not Bori B'Shemas, which is the way we were saying until now, but rather he's going back on, I did not accept the concept of amiku in the previous parak, but this migu I will accept. Then the Mor is going to flesh that out. That goes so well. Let's see Rashi. Time of the Adim, the first Rashi in the Gemara, the Yotzes of Binuma, the Adim that she went out Binuma in this veil. Otherwise, Abal Mehemen, Lerminon, and we don't say, Hoyol Umasav Kalon, Ayam Nisueha, Im Besulo Hoyusom. In Ba'ula, since we have a subject, what was her status? On the day of the Nesu'in, Hemed Oysal has Kosla, Shalkarim Lachem. We know Vada, she started out with Tila B'Sula, so she was a B'Sula. You have any doubt what happened on that day? The Chazaka should define that she was probably still a B'Sula then. So, Karnam Liel, so she should be believed. He nemenis the also boser chazaka the gufa. He says you can use her ches as a guf to tell us that she was a psula. So we're answers back. Regem Lil only said that b'bori b'shema. Kavim mishe resanin enasti. He tuenis bori li who I'm telling you I know what happened. This is what happened. Who eno toyin elo shema actually erastich. So any of that mosai nensa. So they're both agreeing that an oinus happened. She's saying it definitely happened after the erusin. And he's saying, I don't know, maybe it happened beforehand, but it's all he is. He's only a shema. But over here, it's a bori bori. Someone says, that's a good question. That's a good difference. In the Kari law, the man is stomach below Rabbi Gamliel. When you ask the original thought process, to say it's not like Rabbi Gamliel. My Kari law, or my Ola Bedaita, the questioner, what was he thinking? Lafuki Mir Gamliel, Holodamilo. To say that it's different, it's not like Rabbi Gamliel when it's a totally different case. Some more says, Kiva the Rush the Rebellion Psulus Nisus. If her Kravat had also Leos MS Yosem Mishaloi, that puts a weight on her argument and gives her argument more weight to it. Ukubori Bishema Damya, and therefore it's comparable to Bori B'Shema. It sounds like Rashi's understanding that the logic behind a Bori B'Shema is also that we put some level of more believability to the Bori and to the Shema. Tosfos before on Yubez and Beis gets involved in Tosfos a few places in Shas. There are different levels, gradations of Bori and Shemas. Situation where the Bori doesn't have too much weight to it because the one saying Bori knows the other person can't contradict them. There are Shemas which the person has a bona fide reason not to know. There are, however, situations where the Shema sounds a little bit suspicious. Like, what do you mean you don't know? You should have known. And the Bori, who's willing to say it under those circumstances, is fairly confident. So that there, this argument of Rashi, of Kervet Hanosu Liyosemis, makes a lot of sense. If the Shema sounds fishy, and the Bori is willing to say it under those circumstances, that puts weight to the Bori. But the problem is the case that they're discussing before is not like that. It's a Bori, it's a Shema Toiv and a Bori Geruwa, Tosfos calls that. He has no way to know. And she knows he has no way to know. So his Shema is a perfectly valid Shema. He has a right not to know. And she, the weight of her taina is not so strong because she knows he doesn't know. So she can say whatever she wants. And still, we say Bori B'Shema, we discuss the Bori B'Shema over there, but to say Krebet Tanos Yosemis is difficult to understand in that scenario. So Rashi is a little bit difficult to understand. I want to point out over here, the Rosh says an interesting thing. So the Gemara is saying that what's unique about this Mishnah, other than the previous Mishnah, is because over here it's not a Bori Shem, it's a Bori Bori. So the Rosh points out, well, in the case with, it's a case of a Grusha, and the man is alive, and he's standing here and he's saying, I remember that the when I married you, you were an almana. That was the deal. That's what he wrote on the Ksuba. It got lost, but fine. In the case of almana, the husband's not here. The bezin is acting with the concept of taninan. We will, consider represent the interest of the children of the yarship of the assignment. I'm saying, maybe had the father been here, he would have said that she was an almana. That they might. So the scenario is the man dies, they can't find the ksuba, the woman comes to Bezin and says, listen, I was a psula. They said, maybe not. It's only a shema. So that's the case of Bori B'Shema. So, and the Mishnah says that the Yorshim win. Why don't you say that it's not like Rabbi Gamliel, it's Bori B'Shema, not like Rabbi Gamliel. It says that we're forced to say that Taninan is not a shema. Taninan is, Rabbi Chanan, when he says it, quotes over the Rosh, he says, it's a Suffolk Bori. The power of Taninan is, we're saying, had the husband been here, had the individual been here, who would have said the Taninan, he would have said X. Therefore, we have to consider it as if that person was here and said X. He wouldn't have said it as a shema, he would have said it as a Bori. So the Bezin is saying, we don't know that might have been the situation, therefore we have to consider that as a possible and deal with it as if he had said that. But what he would have said would have been a Bori. So it's not a Shema, it's a Suffolk Bori. That's the way Rebbe Chanan says it. It's an interesting Kadesh. So Rashi, Halkinam Mistabra, the Ramil Moide Ba, the Baal Mehemen, that the that to understand our Mishnah is a Mishnah where Ramil is being Moide. So then we're saying, even though he argued, but on the other hand, it has some parallel to the previous cases, and therefore it's a fair point to say, even though I argued over here, in this scenario, I'm Moide. And then Rishu says, okay, and now that everybody's, being Moide, so by the way, in that scenario, I'm Moide. So that's the flow of the Mishnah. Yer Mishnah, I'm Iron Leel, I'm Moide, the Hakresha, Hidohu. The Kamoider Ramil Rishua. Rishua is Ramil's coming to be Moide to Rishua. And he's saying, Avagab the Peligna Allah Bibori Bishema, Madina Lukha Bibori Ubori. Even though I argue in the previous Mishnayas, where it's a Bori Bishema. But over here, since it is a Bori Ubori, that is the final status of it. I'm going to you. That's the way we can continue. And say, Rishua says, by the way, and I'm going to you in that scenario. Even though I argue in the previous, the case before, where there's a migu over there, there's a potential migu. And still I say, Loi Mehemna, she's not believed. Medina, Bahai Migu, the boy Shosik, but this Migu over here, I'm not saying anything at all. And don't tell them it was your father's field. Therefore, when he adds on, and I bought it, even Lil says she is the individual who's being moida that belonged to the father, claiming that he bought it, would be believed. Kill it, come on, like we said later on. Rabbi Gamliel is not being moida to the first case. I was saying that it's not like Rabbi Gamliel. Or alternatively, there's no shaykhs to Rabbi Gamliel. So my shaykh, Lemisne, Hacha. My murder Bishua, my shak, let me say Hacha Vahecha Koy. What's it going back on? So Mor says it's not going back on. You're right. We could argue it's not going back on the Reisha. But rather, Amigo Koy. Let's go back to the Parakama. There's a case in the first Parak where Migo works. Or there's an argument whether Migo works. That's what he's going back on. Mikomer. Oh, we have the Pligda Bimigo the Hossam, Amigo the Hakam, Medina Kilakama. So I don't need to have the Reisha be talking about Revamil being Moida to allow Rabbi Shua to be referencing back to a previous mission saying this a Moida to.
Are we understanding the ratio of this mission, the Bari Bishama, at this point of the Gemara?
We're saying that the Morris Teret stands, that this is a Bari, that's where it can go like Rabbi Gamliel. But the Morris saying it's parallel enough to Bari Bishama that there's a need to discuss it because of the Roiv. Okay. So Morris says, let's go back in the Gemara. So the Morris says that let's go back in the first parak. It's going back on Migu, the potential Migus. Ahai. Last word on the line, about 13 lines down. So which Mishnah are we going back on? We're saying that there's a Migu over there and Rishua does not accept it, but this Migu we does accept. Which Mishnah are we referring back to? Ilema Aho. Going back on the Mishnah, which says Hoysim Uberis, Bormelom Mati Vashal Ubrazeh, woman's Uberis. And I say, well, what's the story with this child? Who's the father? And she answers, Mish Plenty of a Koyanu, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yezer Armim Nemedes, Rabbi Shu Armor Loik Mipion Koyim. We don't trust her. So Hossim my Migo, because there's no Migo over there. Her Ekresa Ben Shinel, she's distinctly pregnant. Okay, it's not going back on that. Ella Oha, maybe it's going back on the case before that. We're working backwards. This Mishnah comes after that Mishnah, so that the last Mishnah we have, Rabbi Shua talking in the last case where he talks about is that case. Now comes the Shura Moira. No Shaykhs. That case wasn't a case of Migu. So let's go back to the case before that. We saw being with the bearers, and we said, "What's the status of this man?" So, Hassam, my migu. What's the migu? Well, it depends. Hanichal is the iri. Damer my with the bearers is nistera. We had a machlokes before whether Mizaberis is a lush of the Kia for Nivellis. So there's no Migu anymore. We know that she was Nivellis. Or it meant Nistara, but we don't know about it that there was Bia. So according to the Ziri, Dharma Mai Mizaberis Nistara, Mizaberis means just mean they're in seclusion. She could have said, Migu di boy Amr lo Nivalti. She could have said lo Nivalti. Vekamra Nivalti, and she says Nivalti. That's why Mahana, that's why Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed. And Rabbi Shua says, even though she has a Migul, she's not believed. That is very nice. Rabbi Shua says, that Migul I don't accept. This Migul I do accept. So that's very nice, according to Ziri. El Ravasi, Domer, my Medeveris, Nivellis. My Migul Iko, there's no Migul. So, this Mishnah can't be referring back to that Mishnah according to Rav Asi. So what's it referring back to? Vela Aha. So maybe it's going on the case before that. Humeris Mukaz Eitzani. Wu Armer Loiki Al Drusus Ish At. So she's claiming she's a Mukaz Eitz, and he's saying maybe you were Drusus Ish. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Menes, I'm sure I'm learning piano koyim. She's not believed. So Mora says, Hossam, my Migu, what's the Migu? All the more says it depends. Bisham of the Rebbe Elazar, the Rebbe Manav Alaklum. We're going like the Rebbe Manav, because eight gets 100. And the argument is that Katsu Bechesis Tzulam and Imtsus Bula get zero, according to the Rebbe Manav. So she's claiming that she has a Mukhaz eight, Bein Hikerbol, and Bein Lo Hikerbol gets 100. He's claiming Drusus Ishat and Katsu Bechesis Tzulam and Imtsus Bula get zero. Right? So she's asking for 100. She could have said Mukhazait Anitaktecha, that it happened after the Erisin, and she gets 200. So she has a Migu. She could have asked for 200. She only asked for 100. So I see the Migu. So Karnar Belazer, that they're arguing in Bimana Balaklum, she's asking for 100. He's offering zero. Migu, the boy Omer Mukhazait Anitaktecha, Bisla Masayim. She could have asked for a time of Mukhazait Anitaktecha and get 200. Mikamra, Mikora, she says that happened before the marriage, the Lesle Alamono. And that's why Mehemna, according to Rabbi Wheel, she's believed with the Migu. And on that, Zakhtar Bishua, no. That Migu I do not accept, this Migu I do accept. That's like Rabbi Lozer. El Rabbi Yechon, Domer B'Messiah Mumano, he learns the town of the Mishnah is her mayor. And Ben Hikerbal, Ben Lo Hikerbal by Mukhazait gets 200, so she's asking for 200. And he's saying, no, only 100, because he holds that Katsu Bechesis Psula, but him says Be'ula gets 100. So he's offering 100, and she's saying, no, 200, so she has no Migu. She couldn't have said anything better than that. Masai Mana, my Migu, there's no Migu. Elohah. It's going back on the first Mishnah of their Machlaikas. And there he says, Isha Beloi Motzul Absulim. He are Meres Misha Eresanin and Asti, when he's Chapkos Adeyu, who are Merloiki Elohah Shalei Erastich. She's both agreeing that she had a Maisa Bia with a man. The question is when. Regum Leo, Ribli Ezra Men Nemenes, Meshuber, Armer Lomipiano Koyin. So there, there's a migu. The migu, the boy, Amr Mukhazait Anitachtecha. Look, a pasta nafshem kahuna. She had a better taina. She could have said not that she was menas tachtov, but she was a Mukhazait tachtov, and that would not leave her with any halachic stain that she become also the kahuna, become menasti. Look, a pasta nafshem kahuna. So she has a migu. Mishumachi kamer revealed to mehem. Kamer Rishua the Rav Gamliel, even though that Migu I do not accept, by Migu the Hacha, Medina Lacha. Vahu Migu the Hasim, Pligna Ilavucha. That Migu I do not accept, but this Migu of our Mishnah I do accept. Tamar says, why? Michti, hi Migu, hi Migu. If Migu works, let it work. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But why? Yes, sometimes yes, and sometimes no. So the more uses a phrase, like an idiom, and he says like this, Hacha ein shor shachar lefanecha, hasam arei shor shachar lefanecha. There, we have a situation which is in front of us, so we must address it. She's a psula, she's not a psula. That's a fact. Nobody's denying that. And now we have to address what happened. Over here, the person sitting in the field, there's no problems. There's no dead shore with the question, like, what happened? We have nothing alerting us that there's a problem over here that we need to address it. So the person has an option of not saying anything. So that type of amigu is a stronger amigu than a case the person must respond. Okay, the person is not being tevayah him, and the children are not making any claim against him. So Rashi learns the main point is there a Tevei or not? Oh, okay. Tosfos over here says that in our Mishnah there was a Tebeah. The children were coming and saying that we believe that the field belongs to the father, but they have no Edom. But over here, there's nothing preventing him from responding, never was your father's field. He has the option of denying the whole thing totally. So the Ein Shoshar Levanecha means that there's nothing which is preventing him from denying the whole reality. Because over there, she can't say I'm a psula. She can't deny the whole argument because there's a Shoshar Levanecha. There's the lack of psula. The dead animal is here. There's something going on. You have to answer something. But over here, you can answer whatever he wants. So even if Rashi learns the case was there was no tefiyah, because even if there was a tefiyah, since he has an option of total denial, that's still called a valid nigo, which Rabbi Shua would agree to. That's your Rashi. Hi. A little bit more than halfway down the page, last word of the line. Hayika migu. Which case is there a migu which Rabbi Yeshua doesn't accept that this migu, yes. The case in Mubaris or a case of Ishidel, Vani Yechalim or Loni Valtz. You can't say it wasn't, I didn't have Biyu. She's clearly pregnant. The case in Mubaris, Lukamar Nivalti, Lukasha Nivalti, Mahamla. She's believed to say that the man was kosher. So Mor says, in that case, depends if you hold like Ziri, that the issue is medaberes. If you hold like Ravasi, that it's nister, assuming medaberes means nistera. According to Ravasi, it means nivellus, there's no migul. What about the case of mukazates? So Bisham of the Rebbe Lazar Dharmar, Bavar Kama, Tenasab, and Manav Lukum, they're arguing that she's asking for 100. And he's denying and saying she's give zero. She's tying Mukazet Shalahikaba, Eno Yechela, Latava, Elamanav. She only gets 100. Wormer, Jerusalem, Ishat, Mainly Chlum. You get nothing because Kotzel, Beches, Psulim, and Imsis, Bula get zero. So then she could have said, Ikamigu, to be Omer Mukazanetzi Tatecha, she could have said, Mukazanetzi Tatecha, get 200. Okay. And she says, so this Rashi is out of place. Mikamra Mukazanetzi, I'm skipping the Rashi for a second. Mikamra Mukazanetzi Mikara. She, instead of saying it happened after the marriage and asked for 200, she says it happened before the marriage. Latoba elamana, she only asked him for 100. Zemehemla, so she has a migul. Elar biyechelon domar tenasal b'masayim umana. She tevatoi masayim. Mugen says mikara. Karder Meir gets 200. He learns the title of the mission. Karder Meir. So then lekamidi. Main tata of the Meikara. There's no advantage in saying tata more than Meikara. My migul, because there's no migul. So, back to the Rashi, Misharistani. She's saying that she was Nenas after the Erisin, Irali, Menestapa, so they obviously Messiah. So she's asking for 200 in the Mishnah, your Bezim pays. But she could have said Mukazet. So Mor says, okay, why is this migul better than that migul? The Rashi, Halcha, that we saw the Ein Shor Shachal Fanecha. There's nothing which is catching our attention. Shiala Alev Baalav, which would then, if they see a Shor Shachal, the owner would then become aware of it and contemplate the possibility Litzvaya Mishachtoi to clarify what happened. So there's nothing over here in the case of the Sada generating a question. If he would have kept quiet, nobody would have complained. The Therefore, we argue logically, had it not been obvious that he bought it, he wouldn't come in to start discussion to start with. That situation, the Rashi, Rishua says, I accept that. We have the dead animal. We have the question generator. The lack of psulim is what brought him the bezin. Therefore, Rishua holds. Even though she can give a better answer. You don't say migu. The dimulay aska adaita. You know me. Irumi kama aroma. So in every migu, we always have to contemplate the possibility the person did not think of the other option. Or alternatively, once you know the concept of migu, you could say the person is trying to take advantage of the power of migu. They're being marim. They're tricking using the power of migu. So Yeshua says, I'm not going to use migu, and that's a scenario. But in this scenario, where the person is aware that they have an option of keeping quiet, fine. Just want to point out one thing. Just in the final flow of this whole Gemara. So the Gemara came out on Yebez of Bez that Ramil is not saying she's believed because of Baruch Hashem Bar Yonif. Rather, she's believed because of a Migo and a Chazaka. Is that Migo and Chazaka all in conjunction with the Baruch Hashem, or even with the scenario of Bori and Bori? So that's Machlokes Mishnayim over there in that Gemara. How to learn the Maskana of the Gemara. From the flow of the, so how you learn this Gemara that Rashi seems to learn that the Rashi seems to still introduce Bar B'Shema. There is the Bori of Bori together with the Rav is like a Bar B'Shema, and that's the scenario where we would have expected Rabbi Gamliel to say that she's believed. Say no. But this case is a case which is parallel, and therefore I can say that there's an element of being murdered. Tosha looks at more actually differently. This mission over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says over here in Hachanan Mistabra. So Rashi says in the Hachanan Mistabra, Rashi says the real moider about the Baal Mehemet. The Hachanan Mistabra is that the real is moider, as opposed to saying the mission not like Rabbi Gamliel. That's the Hachanan Mistabra. Because the more asked the kasha, the more said, no, it's not like Rabbi Gamliel. No, it's like Rabbi Gamliel, because over here it's a Bori Bori. Now the more is saying that Tachanan Mistabra, the Rabbi Gamliel is Moida, because then we have Rabbi Gamliel Moida in the first case, and Rishu Moida in the second case. Tosis learns, it's about halfway down the Tosis, near the read, Tachanan Mistabra, the Kibor B'Shem Adam. The more said Ramil is Maida, the more said, yeah, but what was your Havim? You know, the Havim is because it's like a Bar B'Shema. Hachanan Mistabra, this is like a Bar B'Shema. Because, and that's where we discuss that Ramil is, even like a Bar B'Shema, Ramil is Maida. So, Tosfos is stressing that the Gemara is coming out that it functioned like a Bar B'Shemma, but Ramil is being invited to this scenario of a Bar B'Shemma as opposed to other scenarios of a Bar B'Shemma. Rashi says that Ramil is Moida, but I didn't say it's Mistabra that has it's equivalent to a Bar B'Shemma. So leaving aside what your Havmina was, but the Maskana, no, it's a Bar B'Bori. But the point of the Mishnah is Ramil is Moida by a Bori B'Bori, but all it is a Bori B'Bori. Whereas Tosfos learns that the Maskana Nemora, it functions like a Bar B'Shemma, but this Bar B'Shemma is not sufficient. So the Nemora is saying that we need to keep Bar B'Shemma on the table, and then we're going to discuss what Ramil holds in this type of Bar B'Shemma. If you learn the Maskana of the Gemara that Rav Gamliel theoretically over there holds Migor Chazak is sufficient, I don't need to stand with this argument that it's like a Bar B'Shemma to say that Gamliel can be Moida. I could argue that, you know, there's Migos and there's Chazakas and that's enough, but you should know that even so, in this scenario where they're both a Bori, he didn't say his din. It means theoretically his din should apply. No, he didn't say it. But if intrinsic to his din is Bori B'Shemma, he's not saying he's being murdered. His whole halacha is predicated on something which is irrelevant. He's like, you know, he's murdered, Tulin has to be black. I wasn't discussing whether Tulin has to be black or not. I'm discussing Bori B'Shemma. This is a Bori B'Bori. Right. So that really should play into that issue. Okay. Let's just do the one. Let's get to the two dots. Okay, more or less like this. Furthermore, Kasha. We keep the Rav Noshim Basulis Nisois. If you have a Rav saying that she was a Basula, Kilo also Aidim, my hobby, even though she doesn't have Aidim, the Rav says that she was a Basula. So Tosfos over here asks, points out the bottom Tosfos. So what are we asking? That let the Rav make him pay 200. So using a Rav to Motzi Mammon. So Rav holds Hacham Mammon Achor a Rav. You can use a Rav to Motzi Mammon. Shmuel holds you can't do that. So this Kash is like Rav, Zog Tosfos. The case over there is. We just discussed with somebody, I remember it was Shir now. He sold the shore, and the shore was a Nachum, right? We discussed that. Okay, so Reuben sells a shore to Shimon, and it turns out that this shore is a wild shore, it's damaging other shore. So Shimon says, I can't keep a shore like that around, it's not safe, it's going to cause to be dangerous to my animals. I might have to pay money to other people to damage somebody else's animals. He's going to have to check the animal. He says, goes back to the Bible and says, Mechatos. He says, Mechatos, check it. What's the problem? He says, no, but I didn't buy it for Shechita. I bought it to want to use it to plow the field. He says, Mechatos, maybe you bought it for Shechita. What's the problem? Well, yeah, but right people in the city buy Shvorim for the purpose of plowing the field. So that should indicate that I bought it for that purpose. It's a Mechatos. And the moicher says, no, I think you bought it for shechita purposes, so there's no mechatos. So Shmuel says, and what's the mechatos? Right. Rav says, Hokum HaManachar, right. And the lokeach can force the moicher to give him his money back. Because right people buy it for raja purposes. He bought it for raja purposes. He has the right to get his money back. Shmuel says, no way. You can't be Motzi Mammon with a right. I'm Motzi Mechatos HaRai. I mean, date him. Which that's impossible over here. So that's the machlokes over here. So the Morris Kash over here, the Golbots arrive, is like Rav. That's what Tosfos says. If you look at the side, there's a Tosfos Yishonim, or I don't know where you have it in your Gemara. In the old Gemara, it's on the side, right there, there's a little asterisk next to the Tosfos. He introduces over here the following. In other words, what Shmuel's din? That Cheskes Mammon, Rav cannot be Moitzi from a Cheskes Mammon. Cheskes Mammon being a person's a Mochsik. So Zok the Toshis Shalom, over here, she has a Rav on her side and she has a Cheskes Aguf on her side. So even if you tell me that Cheskes Aguf can't be Moitzi Mammon alone, or Rav can't be Moitzi Mammon alone, but a Rav and a Cheskes Aguf together, the Rav says that she was a Psula, and she had a Cheskes Aguf that she was a Psula. We should argue that Cheskes Aguf the Bor is saying, even like Shmuel, once you have the Rav, you must say the Cheskes Aguf, so she should be able to win even without Edom. So more so like this. That there's a Rav connected to the Rav. Amar Avina. Mishum Nikola Meimer. Rav Noshim Psulas Nisais. Umiyat Almanis. Yes. Most women get married as a Psula. Only a Miyat get married as having been married before. But Mechol Nis is Psula Yesh Lekal. So there's no Edim. But every woman gets married as a Psula, that's something which is well known. And if there no eight, nobody remembers that that's what happens, Mazul Havein Lokal, it's Laruba. So that undermines the Rav Noshim Mazulas Nisois. So, Marcel, 1 second. Your words were Mechola Nisois Nisais Psula. Kola Nisais Psula, Yesh Lokal. Kiyos Eidim Mayhavi, Hanuk Sadi Shakir, you know. If nobody in the town remembers, but she just rolls him with 2 Eidim, but nobody else remembers the whole thing, so it's lacking in a co. So end the conversation. Ella, restate that. Amar Avina, Rav Hanisus Psul Yesh Lako. Uzul Hain Lako, Isla Ruba. So even though we should argue that she should be in the Rav Noshim to get married, but if that's true, there's something fishy over here. There's a Rav saying that that can't be, because we don't have this recollection that she got married as such that indicates that she's not a psula. See, even if Rav would work, another Rav is undermining it, so therefore it doesn't work. This is the Rashi's. Yeah, this is Rashi. But all down the bottom. Kim Shurim Noshim is cushy, it's a question. Yes, to call. But Harbi Yardim, she ought to be known. This would be well known in the city. And here, you can't find any Edom. That's really strange. The Mor says, well, if that's true, that it's called Kiyosu Edom Mayhavi, Kim the Chazaka, the Yesh Lakol, Harba Yerdin. If you're making a Chazaka, meaning there's a halachic assumption that there always is a Ko, which means the whole town knows about it, why only 2 Edom? Right? If nobody else knows about it, that should be that Edom is Shakran. The Mor says, no, right. So you can't not call the Edom Shakranim if they do come. But there is definitely a Reis in the Rav. Okay. The more I ask them, maybe the Edom are Shakranim. The Gemara is saying...